We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So, you know, last week I was on vacation and we went on a whale watching tour in Massachusetts, which was really, really cool. It was a guaranteed whale watching, guaranteed sighting of whales.
And how do you guarantee what a whale's going to do?
I know. We had joked about the fact that before we went that how do we know? Are they going to have, like, they're going to have food out there? They're going to be thrown over the side of the boat, like, to attract the whales, or they're going to have, I had said, they're probably got some speaker on the bottom of the boat and it's like, you know, calling for the whales and, you know, then they're going to come up and it's going to be like, oh, look, there's a whale.
Or
we just hear the whales, but we don't see them, but it's actually the speaker on the bottom of the boat. No, it was none of that.
Did you try to talk to them like in Finding Nemo?
No, because they were not close enough to the boat. So there was not much, and the water was really choppy and there were about 100 people on the boat, you know. And so
this does not sound like a good time.
It was cold because, you know, we were 11 and a half miles out in the ocean. And so but we went prepared. And so it was just a really cool experience. Well, I wasn't sure. Gary and the girls had not been on a big boat in the ocean before. I had been. Growing up in Florida, I had been on boats many times. So, but I'm also a lot older now. And so I thought, well, I don't know. We need to be prepared in case somebody gets sick. So I had said
there
the day
is
before,
this thing called being seasick.
Yes.
It's a real thing.
And so I said in the car the day before while we're driving, I said, we need to stop somewhere and we need to get some Dramamine.
Sure.
Because we need that just in case. Well, the girls, nobody's ever needed this before. You know, we've flown, but this is not, nobody gets sick. And so Dramamine is not something we've ever discussed or had or anything. So the girls weren't sure what I said. They said, what's Dramamine? I said, no, it's Dramamine. And so then we discussed what it was, that it helps with motion sickness. And then one of the other girls said, so are we going to get some Dramamine? I was like, no, it's Dramamine. And so forever and always now, Dramamine will be called Dramamine.
Yeah.
And so we got it. And I was the only person that took it. They were fine. I mean, they were totally fine. And I was okay until I looked through the boat when we first saw a whale. I looked, you know, I was looking on my side of the boat, and then I looked through the boat, and I was like, ugh. You know, looking through the boat was completely different for whatever reason. It made me, like, a little queasy.
Were you glad you had your Dramamine?
I took some Dramamine. I don't know that I necessarily needed it, but Dramamine helped me, I think, at least potentially.
So. What is it with your daughters not understanding the names of medications?
The other one, Mackenzie.
Mackenzie came in after you guys took the dog to the vet, and she wanted to tell you about him getting his portobello shot.
Maybe he needed some Dramamine that day, too.